Good morning, students. Today we are going to discuss about the problems faced by the constitutional framers in India. The making of the constitution for a huge and diverse country like India was not an easy affair. At that time, the people of India were emerging from the status of subjects to that of citizens. The country was born through a partition on the basis of religious differences. At least 10 lakh people were killed on both sides of the border in partition-related violence. The British had left to the rulers of the princely states to decide whether they wanted to merge with India or with Pakistan or to remain independent. The merger of these princely states was a difficult and uncertain task. When the constitution was being written, the future of the country did not look as secure as it does today. The makers of the constitution had anxieties about the present and future of the country. Now let us see the path to the constitution. In 1928, Motilal Nehru and 8 other Congress leaders drafted a constitution for India. In 1931, the resolution at the Karachi session of the Indian National Congress dwelt on how independent India's constitution should look like. Both these documents were committed to the inclusion of universal adult franchise, right to freedom and equality to protect the rights of minorities in the constitution of independent India. Thus, some basic values were accepted by all the leaders as much before the Constituent Assembly met to deliberate on the constitution. The familiarity with the political institutions of colonial rule also helped to develop an agreement over the institutional design. The British rule had given voting rights only to a few. On that basis, the British had introduced very weak legislatures. Elections were held in 1937 to provincial legislatures. The Indian constitution adopted many institutional details and procedures from colonial laws like the Government of India Act of 1935. Many of our leaders were inspired by the ideals of French Revolution, the practice of parliamentary democracy in Britain, and the Bills of Rights in the US. The socialist revolution in Russia had inspired many Indians to think of shaping a system based on social and economic equality. All these factors contributed to the making of our Indian constitution. Now let us see Constituent Assembly. The drafting of the document called the constitution was done by an assembly of elected representatives called the Constituent Assembly. Elections to the Constituent Assembly were held in July 1946. Its first meeting was held in December 1946. Soon after, the country was divided into India and Pakistan. The Constituent Assembly was divided into the Constituent Assembly of India and that of Pakistan. The Constituent Assembly that wrote the Indian Constitution had 299 members. The Assembly adopted the Constitution on 26 November 1949, but it came into effect on 26 January 1950. To mark this day, we celebrate January 26 as Republic Day every year. Why should we accept the Constitution made by this Assembly more than 50 years ago? Let us see. The Constitution does not reflect the views of its members alone, but it expresses a broad consensus of its time. Many countries of the world have had to rewrite the constitution afresh because the basic rules were not accepted to all major social groups or political parties. In some other countries, the constitution exists as a mere piece of paper, but no large social group or political party has ever questioned the legitimacy of the constitution itself. This is an universal achievement for any constitution. The second reason for accepting our constitution is that the Constituent Assembly represented the people of India. There was no universal adult franchise at that time. So the Constituent Assembly could not have been chosen directly by all the people of India. It was elected mainly by the members of the existing provincial legislatures that we mentioned above. This ensured a fair geographical share of members from all the regions of the country. The assembly was dominated by the Indian National Congress, the party that led India's freedom struggle. But the Congress itself included a variety of political groups and opinions. The assembly had many members who did not agree with the Congress. In social terms too, the assembly represented members from different language groups, castes, classes, religions and occupations. Even if the Constituent Assembly was elected by universal adult franchise, its composition would not have been very different. The Constituent Assembly worked in a systematic, open and consensual manner. A drafting committee chaired by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar prepared a draft constitution for discussion. Several rounds of thorough discussion took place on the drafting constitution clause by clause. More than 2,000 amendments were considered. The members deliberated for 114 days spread over 3 years. Every document presented and every word spoke in the Constituent Assembly has been recorded and preserved. These are called the Constituent Assembly debates. When printed, these debates are 12 bulky volumes. These debates provide the rationale behind every provision of the Constitution. These are used to interpret the meaning of the Constitution.